2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Blue sky, a stiff breeze at 97 degrees.
And a crash northbound I-15, Spanish Fork. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The Salt Lake County Health Department says West Nile virus has hospitalized the first human of the season. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Health officials say the infected person has the more severe form of the disease called neuroinvasive West Nile.
This is not atypical at all. It just happens to be the first case reported in Salt Lake County. We expect to see many more.
Salt Lake County Health Department's epidemiologist manager Irene Risk says most West Nile victims will be asymptomatic, but those who may get this kind may have a fever, headache, sometimes a rash, and then the very serious but very rare cases can kill you. She says positive mosquito pools have been detected throughout the state.
And they've had 119 positive pools statewide. So as far as where the person resides isn't the important thing. What we do know, especially for Salt Lake County, is that it's been detected valley-wide.
They're reminding people to wear your repellent, check your standing water, and for holes in the screens at your house. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And we received word this afternoon out of Washington County, the second confirmed human case of West Nile was found in St. George. The Southwest Utah Public Health Department says the virus was recently found in mosquitoes in that area. KSL News Time 6:31. We have an update on the fatal crash up Big Cottonwood Canyon over the weekend. Maria Chaleos is here with more on that.
Jeff, police say they still have a lot of investigating to do in that crash that killed a 16-year-old in Big Cottonwood Canyon. The driver could face serious charges. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The Salt Lake City Police Department has taken over the investigation into the deadly crash, since the victim may have been related to a UPD employee. But Salt Lake Detective Greg Wilking says they do not know who was behind the wheel.
There were at least three occupants of the vehicle that could possibly have been the driver.
They all reportedly got out of the car before medics arrived, so police will have to do reconstruction on the car to see exactly who was driving. And Wilking also says toxicology will play a big part in this investigation.
If we find that they're impaired, then we're looking at possible manslaughter charges.
Police have not released the name of the victim. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Attorney General's office says they are very concerned about human trafficking in southern Utah. A recent statement from the AG's office says human trafficking is a top priority for law enforcement. The southern Utah corridor remains a concern because of its proximity to major cities like Las Vegas. The statement says the area's moderate climate also makes it ideal for traffickers' primary targets, the homeless and runaways. KSL's top national stories this hour. The man accused of opening fire on police in North Philadelphia last week is now facing official charges. 34-year-old Maurice Hill faces charges ranging from simple assault to attempted murder after injuring six officers. Anthony Voci with the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says the investigation will continue and it could take a while.
There's two pieces to that bullet. There's the fired cartridge casing, and then there's also the bullet and the bullet fragments. We are in the process of digging those out of cars and structures like houses, ceilings, walls. That process is extremely time-consuming.
The shooting started as officers were trying to serve a warrant at Hill's home. There's about to be a much stricter law in California involving when a police officer can use deadly force. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law today. ABC's Alex Stone has details from Los Angeles.
Opposed by police groups but passed by California's Democrat-led legislature, the new law mandates that police only use deadly force when necessary rather than the current nationwide standard of when objectively reasonable. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg at the bill's signing.
No one law will fix all the challenges facing our law enforcement communities and our communities of color.
Officers found to have not used lethal options could face criminal charges. An official with San Bernardino City School District is being investigated for possessing and distributing child pornography. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office says the assistant superintendent of the district had limited interaction with students. None of the material he had is believed to involve any students of the district. He is scheduled in court next week. Other national stories we are following this hour. The woman who was governor when Hurricanes Katrina and Rita roared ashore in 2005 has died in Louisiana.
Many historians say the criticism of Kathleen Blanco for her response to twin hurricanes was too harsh, possibly misdirected. After leaving politics, Blanco reflected on being the first and only woman elected governor of Louisiana.
Making my own history is as good as it can get.
In a commencement address last year, she talked of the cancer spreading through her body.
I'm praying for a miracle. Don't know if it'll happen, but I have put my life in God's hands.
Kathleen Blanco died Sunday at 76. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The water is so hot in Alaska, it's killing a large number of salmon. That's according to CNN. Scientists have observed die-offs of several varieties of Alaskan salmon, including chum, pink salmon, and sockeye. The fish were inspected for signs of parasites, infections, or lesions, but were only able to conclude heat stress was the cause of the mass deaths. KSL News Time, 6:35.
I thought it was a typo when I read a story about the salmon deaths. The temperature in the stream is 81 degrees in Alaska?
Crazy.
It's crazy, right? KSL News Time, 6:35. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We still have a right lane blocked with a crash. It's at the bottom of the on-ramp at 53rd South to southbound I-15 in Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, is your phone eavesdropping on you? Stay right here. My Minute of News is coming up next. 6:36 KSL. Yeah.